Jeremiah chapter 20 and the verse 18, the prophet asks a question. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labour and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? Wherefore, or why? Why did I come forth from the womb to see labour and sorrow, and that my days should be consumed with shame? Now you remember whenever the Lord Jesus Christ asked his apostles, he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And the answer that they gave was, "Some say you are Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Now that's very interesting that the apostles should see Jesus and that others should see Jesus somehow like Jeremiah. And I think the reason why they thought Christ was Jeremiah was because Jeremiah was a man of sorrows. He was a man with a broken heart. He was a man of tears, and his tears could weep over Jerusalem. In fact, he wrote one of the books called Lamentations. And it's the lamentations of a man of God. It's a terrible sight that he had to see. And he was tearful. And he was a man who suffered. And he suffered so much that sometimes he seemed to get cast down. And this is one of these occasions, and he said, Why did I come out of the womb, he says, for trouble and for sorrows and grief? Why did I come out of the womb to be a man of sorrows? Why did I come out of the womb that my days, and I don't have very many days, that my few days should be consumed with shame? And that's the question he asked. And you know, those words we could put in the mouth of Jesus. Why? Now Jeremiah didn't have an answer. But Jesus has an answer. Why? Why? Even this very chapter tells us how Jeremiah is like Jesus. For example, in verse 2 it says, this Pashur, and he was a priest. Pashur was a priest, the son of Emer the priest. And he's related to the government. And he smote Jeremiah. Jeremiah was smote. Remember the smote Jesus? Didn't the priest in the Sanhedrin? And he was before the Sanhedrin, and they smote him. And they buffeted him with the palms of their hands, and they blindfolded him, and they smote him. And it says they put him in the stocks, they put Jeremiah in the stocks, and they imprisoned him. And he went into the pit. And it says there in verse 7, he says, "I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me." And you remember how they mocked Jesus? Remember how they put a scarlet robe on him and they mocked him? Remember how they mocked him on the cross? "Oh, if you're the Son of God, come down. Huh, you saved others. Can't save yourself." They mocked him. They mocked me. He said, "Daily I was their derision. And everyone mocked me." And then at the end of verse 8 there he says, the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily." He had to bring the word of the Lord, you see. And people didn't like it. And they mocked him, and they reproached him, and they gave him a hard time because he just brought the word of the Lord. And that's like Jesus. He was a reproach because he told them the word of the Lord. He told the Pharisees what they were. And it was a reproach. And they derided him. And then in verse 10 he says, "I heard the defaming of many. Report, say they, and we report it." And that's what happened. They tried to catch him in his words. They listened to him. You tell us, you report, and we'll go and report it. And they did. And one of the things that reported was, this man said, He could destroy this temple in 3 days and build it again. He could destroy it and build it again in 3 days. And they were listening to hear his words to pick up what they could report. And all my familiars, so watch for my halting. Peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. So that's how they treated Jeremiah. And they just treated the Lord Jesus like that. And thus he asked, why? Why was I born for that? Why did I have to have my days consumed like that? And I want to put those words in the mouth of Jesus. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb, the trouble and sorrow, and that my days be consumed with shame. Why? Why? And the Lord Jesus knows the answer why. Jeremiah didn't. He could never understand why he had to go through it. But the Lord Jesus knew. We read in Luke, for example, in Luke chapter 24 and verse 26, he says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? I have to suffer. This is what I have to do. Ought he not to suffer? And then in verse 46 of the same chapter, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ. It was necessary for Christ to suffer. It behoved Christ to suffer. Why? Why do I have to suffer? Why are my days of grief? Why am I a man of sorrows? Wherefore did it come forth from the womb? Our Savior asked that question. And we know the answer. He was born to sorrow and suffering. Why? Because it was typified in the Scriptures. Remember Joseph? All the sorrows Joseph had to face. He was a type of Christ. And then David, all the things he had to suffer, all those psalms that he wrote, he was a type of Christ. But Christ is going, it's all been typified. And Christ is born to fill the typology. He's born to become the substance and the reality, the antitype. And now Jeremiah is a type. And Jesus is born to fulfill the type. So it was typified. That's why I was born to sorrows. And then it was prophesied as well by words. Isaiah 53, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, but hid as it were our faces for him. He's despised and rejected of men. That's what he is. I'm born to that. Why have I been born to that? Because Isaiah 53 says it. Wherefore are my days to be spent in grief? Because Isaiah 53 says it. It was typified, it was prophesied, and it was ordained by God. The sovereign plan of God is to be a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. He's to receive a body for the very purpose of suffering, for the very purpose of death, that he might suffer. He can't suffer and die in his divine nature. He needs a body. A body hast thou prepared for me. And why did it come out of the womb in that body? To suffer and to die. It's ordained by the Father. And then why, if we ask that question, why? Why the broken body and the shed blood? Why? Wherefore? Wherefore did I come forth to this? The broken body and the shed blood? Why? And we know the answer, don't we? For our sins. For our salvation. It was necessary. It was necessary for our salvation. It was necessary for our pardon, that abundant pardon that we spoke about tonight. It was necessary for that. Wherefore? Wherefore came I forth from the womb? For our salvation, Lord Jesus. For our sins, that thou mightst remove them by thy blood. That's why. That's why.